Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here is your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. I'm super excited about today's show. I'll be joined by Luria Petrucci, and we'll explore the video platform known as Twitch and what marketers need to know. By the way, if you want to reach me, email podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com. And now for this week's brand new discovery.
Helping you stay alive in the social jungle, here is this week's survival tip.
Today, I'm joined by Eric Fisher with a brand new discovery. What'd you find, Eric?
I found an amazing podcast search engine that does so much more than just find podcasts for you. It can help you create playlists of podcasts that you can then share. This is amazing.
Interesting. So tell me more.
All right. So this is called Listen Notes. You can find it at listennotes.com. And essentially what it is it is a web-based podcast search engine, but it's so much more than that. You go there and, for example, I can create a playlist if I go to a specific podcast and I don't want to listen to all the episodes from that show. I just want to listen to certain ones. Or if I want to say, and I literally did this as a test, if I want to say, find all the episodes out there where you, Michael Stelzner, have appeared on that podcast, I can type your name in. And then I start scrolling through and I've got episodes of Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income and many of our, you know, our other friends and speakers. And I can literally next to that then click a plus playlist button icon or called add to list. And I can check any of the playlists that I've created in this system. And then even further than that, I can take the URL from that playlist and drop it into my favorite podcast app of choice.
Very interesting. I will just say that it looks like the search engine is based on people, places, and topics, but it's not necessarily based on the name of the show. That's my, because I just typed in the name of this podcast, Social Media Marketing, and it didn't even come up, which is kind of shocking. So I'm guessing it's not searching for the title of the podcast as much as it's searching for the substance of the episodes. Is that your understanding of it?
Yes. Yes. Specifically that's exactly it. Yeah.
So, they call it Listen Notes. Can you actually leave notes for yourself with this?
Yeah, you can. So that was the other thing that I found was really cool is I can go to any specific episode and there's a little scissor icon there. And if I click on that, I can set a start and an end time and then write in notes about, you know, whatever it is that clip is. And then I can click create a clip. And then that also gives me a URL and I can share that URL with people if I want. So, you know, say there's a pull quote or a specific moment in a podcast and then I can write a little bit about it. I can share that with people out on the web. You know, this is another idea of, you know, having audio pull quotes for people to share on social.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How do we find this?
So it's at listennotes.com.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates. And now for this week's interview with Luria Petrucci.
Helping you to simplify your social safari. Here is this week's expert guide.
Today, I'm very excited to be joined by Luria Petrucci. If you don't know who she is, Luria is the founder of Live Streaming Pros, a website that offers incredible content and services all around live streaming and helping you master live video. She's also helping the next generation of young entrepreneurs build their business skills. Luria, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be here again.
So today we're going to talk about Twitch. And some people are like, Twitch? I think I've heard about that. What the heck is that? Is that when my arm kind of acts a little strange? Well, let's explore what the heck. We're going to explore what it is, what marketers need to know about it. And Luria has been experimenting with it, and she's going to bring all of her awesome wisdom to us today. So why don't we start with what is Twitch, and then we'll get into how you got into Twitch, because some people probably want to know what it is.
Sure. So Twitch is a live streaming platform, and it's owned by Amazon. So typically, this platform has been known over the last 5 or so years for being a gaming platform where you watch people play games. But a year ago, they actually said, you know what? We want more kinds of content. We want to expand our content base. And so they have been actively pursuing just that. So that's essentially what it is at the base.
Okay, we'll dig into what it is a little bit more, but how'd you get into it and how long have you been messing around with it?
So before Twitch was Twitch, it was actually called Justin TV. It was one of the earliest live video platforms, along with Ustream. I think you and I have talked about Ustream before. And when I started using Twitch recently, again, I actually found some old videos from 2007. So I've been on that platform since 2007, but I recently just came back to it to do regular content on it. So
how recently is recent for you?
Actually, just a couple months ago.
Cool. So tell us a little bit more about what you're doing and you know, just so people have a little context, we'll get more to that a little bit later, but what are you doing on that platform?
Yeah. So what we're doing on the platform is for not my Live Streaming Pros channel, but another channel that I have called Geeks Life. We actually go live 5 days a week on that channel and we cover geeky topics. So it's structured, but it's really a whole lot of fun over there. So some days we have a weekly show, but then the other days that we're streaming are combination of gaming, behind the scenes of us recording other like VOD content, general community building, and something called IRL, where IRL stands for in real life. And this is essentially live vlogging. So you think of vlogs on YouTube and take that live. That's what IRL is.
Okay, cool. So Amazon bought Twitch, mm-hmm. and Twitch is a live streaming platform. So does that mean, well, give us a little bit more actually on that. Like, how many people do you think are using Twitch, and do you have any idea when Amazon bought them?
I think Amazon bought them. I don't have the date in front of me, but I think it was about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So in terms of how many people are using them, 100 million plus monthly unique users, wow. 15 million daily active users, 2.2 million monthly broadcasters, and
Broadcasters. Wow.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Just so we're clear. So about more than 2 million different people are broadcasting on the platform. Mm-hmm. And there's about 15 million people actively watching the content daily. Is that what I heard?
Either watching or broadcasting daily.
Wow.
In terms of people actually watching content, there are nearly half the users there are watching more than 20 hours of content each week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty substantial. So help us understand the kinds of stuff that Twitch. I mean, my understanding of Twitch is it's mostly a platform for gamers. Is that correct?
It used to be, and it still is largely, but like I said, they're really trying to expand the kind of content that they have. Now, I'm going to call out some topics that are pretty popular over there, And I would just suggest that if I don't call out the topic that you are, you know, like your business, don't just turn this off, because there's still a lot to learn, even if you don't use the platform. So we'll dig into some of that later. But gaming, of course, for sure. But anything geeky, so tech, comics, that kind of stuff. Music is actually huge. You know, we were all talking about Busker a while back. Well, music broadcasters are massive there.
You mean like original musicians kind of stuff?
Yeah, people just pulling out their guitars, singing, playing piano.
Cool.
For either covers or their own original music. Video editing and programming. So people actually, just like you would watch people gaming, you would watch people video editing.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we have DIY, so like sewing, Lego, anything like that.
Cooking even?
Cooking is huge. Art is a big one, painting, drawing, sculpture. Yoga, there's a big LGBT community. I mean, it's just, there's
so a lot of any kind of thing where you could learn by watching is what I'm hearing you say, right? Isn't that kind of, it sounds like with games and with yoga and with cooking and all that kind of stuff, you could either learn or do while watching. Is that kind of the common theme?
Absolutely. It's just the thing you got to keep in mind with Twitch and the content there is it's about community. That is its number one priority as a platform and number one focus in terms of the people who use it. So it's about hanging out and, you know, yes, the yoga people, you know, people will learn yoga by doing yoga. But it's not educational in the fact that we think of educational in other live streaming platforms.
Now, who are the audience that is watching it? Do you have any demographics on the users?
The best I could find is 81.5% of users are male, and 55% of them are aged 18 to 34.
Got it. So kind of that millennial male, really, if I'm doing my math right on that. So that makes sense, because it started kind of in the gaming world, right? I mean, isn't that kind of where it took its roots? Now, Amazon owns it. Do you know if there's any kind of connection to Amazon Video at all? Can you watch some of this stuff through Amazon Video, or is it totally separate?
You can't watch it through Amazon Video that I'm aware of. However, in terms of subscriptions, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on, but they do connect Twitch Prime with Amazon Prime. So if you're a Prime member on Amazon, you can actually get benefits through Twitch Prime.
Interesting. Can you watch this on your TV, or is it only something you can watch on a computer? Do you know?
Yeah, we watch it on TV.
So there's an app, basically, if you have a smart TV.
Yeah, set-top boxes.
Awesome. All right. So I know that a lot of people listening right now might say, okay, this is interesting. I'm maybe not in a category currently that is a Twitch category, but it doesn't mean that category might not come in the future, right? Because it was just gaming in the beginning, and now it's much broader than that. So pay attention, people. How does this differ from YouTube? Because I know you have experience on both platforms. There's got to be some stuff that maybe is distinctly unique with Twitch, right?
For sure. So primarily, this is live. So that is the focus. You can do recorded videos, you can upload videos, but it's not like YouTube where the primary focus is recorded. So okay, it's the opposite.
Let me ask this question. Can you tune in to something if you missed it? Does it turn into a recording? It does. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not as like people don't watch as much on demand content there yet. I have a feeling that that might evolve. And so we're not at the beginning stages of Twitch, but we are at the beginning stages of where it's going. So in the new evolution of Twitch. So I have a feeling that that's going to evolve over time.
Question. How do you discover content on Twitch? Like if you're into one thing, how do you, is it like YouTube where you search for it, or does it lift up stuff you might be interested, or how does that work?
Yeah. So there's a Discover tab. And so you can, the default view on that is by popular kind of categories, communities. And so you can browse versus via gaming versus art versus music, right? So you browse that way. And then there's search that works really, really well, so that you can search out whatever you're looking for. So they will always deliver you, it seems to me that they always deliver live content first in the search results, and then you can discover channels beyond that for VOD.
Which is video on demand.
Yes.
Okay, so first key differentiator is Twitch is pretty much all live. What else makes it different than YouTube?
It is, like I said before, it's 100% focused on community. So we're going to dive into this a lot more in detail, but the community is like you have to go into it knowing it is about people and not marketing, right? So that's number one. And along with this, the way they do their, you know, follows and notifications, there are zero algorithms. So that means that you actually get the notifications that you ask for. So if I follow somebody, I'm going to be notified when they go live.
Interesting. And how does that work?
You just hit a follow button. Like on each person's channel, there's a follow button at the top. You hit that. And notifications are turned on by default. And so you get an email for a notification through Twitch, or if you have the app installed, you would get a notification on your mobile device.
Very interesting. And I understand that there's also some cool community features that are not available on YouTube.
Yes, this is one I love. So clipping is a big deal on Twitch. So if something during the show happens that's great or funny or bad, whatever, the audience themselves can actually clip it. So the clip is between 10 and 40 seconds, and then that goes on your channel and lives on your channel as clips. So if somebody's discovering you, they can kind of look at the clips for highlights of who you are and what happens on your channel. That's one great way to discover. And then the viewers or you can actually share it through social media platforms across the social platform or across the social world, right? And so this is a great way for promotion either after or during your stream.
Okay, crazy question. I'm watching a live stream. I don't know when to hit the clip button. I mean, does it allow me to go back like 10 or 20 seconds?
Yeah, for sure.
It does. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And so the clip itself, you can actually, I'd have to verify this, but I believe you can actually clip like well into it. So if something happened way before, then you have time to do that. And the clip button itself is on the video player.
Got it. So if you just saw something amazing and you wanted to kind of rewind it a little bit and clip it, you can do that pretty easily, right?
Exactly.
Very cool. And then basically these clips are almost like someone tweeting a link back to your blog, right? And it's just a little sample of the video, and then they can watch the clip and then go back to the actual whole recording if they wanted to.
Exactly.
Very fascinating.
And what happens in the chat room for this particular thing is something happens, or somebody says something amazing, or something weird happens, or whatever, the community at large will say, clip it, clip it, clip it, right? And so then somebody will clip it, and that then becomes a thing. And it tells you in the chat room when somebody has clipped something so that you know.
Very fascinating. Okay, so getting back to what you guys are doing on Twitch. So we've had, by the way, is there anything else that you want to mention about what makes Twitch different than YouTube?
I think that's it for now. We'll dive into more community stuff soon.
Okay, so now that I think at a high level we understand that Twitch is all live, that it's very much focused on community, that there isn't an algorithm yet, you know, and everybody that wants to see your stuff is going to see your stuff. I would love to hear a little bit more about what you guys are doing on Twitch, maybe from a content perspective. Maybe you can just dig into that a little bit more.
Sure. So in terms of content, Geeks Life, the channel that's on Twitch, is a geeky channel. So we talk tech, we do tech reviews, we talk tech news, we do geeky movie reviews, things like that. And so for content, it's very interesting there. And I've played with different forms of structure, and it works really well to have fun. So from a content perspective, we just do the same thing that we would do over on YouTube, except it's not a 5-minute recorded video, even though on for our 5-minute recorded videos on YouTube, what I'll do is go live and they will watch us on Twitch do behind the scenes recording of that video. And so that's kind of one of the hits over there. And then we do fun community engagement things. Like one of the most popular is the Get to Know You segment, where I pull up a website that has random questions and they get to choose between random, like all of these different types of question categories.
It's kind of like so a little game show, huh?
It's like a little game show. Yeah. So we do fun content mixed in with value oriented content. So, and this is one of the biggest things that I think people can learn from what happens on Twitch, because it's so focused on fun environment, a fun environment, that you can actually use this concept a lot in what you do on whatever platform that you have, because that is the stuff that gets engagement.
Well, since it's a live platform, I would imagine it by nature is something where the content's going to be longer form. Is that right?
Oh, for sure. Oh my gosh. People actually stream hours on end there. So you do best on Twitch if you're streaming for many, many hours. That comes from the gaming community.
Right.
And so we don't go live for any shorter than an hour.
Which is going to freak a lot of people out, but it sounds like, but it sounds like the whole nature of it is a lot less formal. Is that correct?
It is.
If you can just be yourself here and just kind of do the kind of stuff. If you have something that's entertaining or fun or interesting for this tribe and you're willing to just let it kind of go on Twitch, it sounds like you can go for a long time. Now, it also sounds like it can capture your screen and your video or both, or how does that work exactly?
So we use the same tools that we use for any other platform to create professional live video. So we use vMix. You can use OBS Streamlabs version is something that's specifically for Twitch, and that's actually pretty good. And so you can use any of the platforms that I've talked about before in order to stream to Twitch. Now, Twitch has third-party platforms that allow a whole lot more community-based features to happen with, it creates a layer on top of the video. So you can put your video on there, you can share your screen, you can do interviews, but on top of the video itself, most Twitchers have an overlay, and what ours is, we overlay information about our subscribers and the latest people to follow, the latest people to donate, the top donators, things like that, where it kind of starts the process of gamifying. And on top of that, the third-party solutions here allow us to put on screen anytime somebody does follow. So the moment somebody follows, subscribes, or donates, and we can get into all of that, what that means, it pops up on screen and we have a little noise that happens. Like, so mine for a follow is woohoo, right? So you see visually the follow and then you hear the woohoo
That's
noise
cool.
that happens automatically. Yeah.
So is it in any way like Facebook, where Facebook does some very basic rudimentary out of the box ability to do going live and then you could use third party tools, or is it totally reliant on third party tools to go live?
It's totally reliant on third party tools.
So they don't have any, like, you can't just go to Twitch and then hit go live. You actually have to use these tools is what I'm
Correct.
Hearing you say. That's very good and important to know. You mentioned a couple of those tools. I would love to OBS is one of them, right? And then I would imagine Wirecast, does that work as well?
So you can do RTMP. So the RTMP is the conversation between your app and Twitch. And so it does RTMP. So you find your stream key and you can put that into pretty much whatever application you want.
And are there any cool tools that you might recommend that can do extra add-ons or any resources that people might want to check out if they want to do some of this stuff? Or what do they search for? Where do they look for this kind of stuff?
Yeah. So the third party tools that I was talking about that creates the overlay, is Streamlabs or Stream Elements. So those are the two third party tools that allow you to, create some really fun, engaging things that happen on screen.
Awesome. Okay. So let's get into more things that marketers need to know. You kind of alluded earlier that this is not like Facebook or even Periscope or even YouTube, where you can just go on there and do like a webinar, you know, and hope to convert someone to a sale. So talk to us a little bit more, take it wherever you want to take it, as far as like lessons you've learned and that people need to be thinking about when they get in front of the Twitch tribe, if you will.
Yeah. So let's start with diving deeper into that community stuff that I was kind of mentioning with the follow and the subscribers and everything. I just want to kind of be clear here in terms of what that means. So there's, it basically is a gamification of community. And so this is really something that you can learn from regardless of if you use that platform or not. So Twitch itself has its own ecosystem. So you can follow, like we've talked about, you can subscribe and you can get, you know, Twitch Prime through Amazon Prime at no extra cost. So if you have an Amazon Prime account, you connect it to Twitch Prime and then you subscribe to a channel and you don't pay anything extra for that. Or you as a viewer, your viewers can subscribe on a tier one, tier two, or tier three. That's $4.99, $9.99, or $24.99.
Okay, wait, let's pause for a second. So yeah. So the word subscribe doesn't mean the same as what we think of when we think of YouTube.
Correct.
So does this mean, is there a follow versus a subscribe? Is there?
Yes.
Okay, can you clarify the difference? Okay.
Okay, so follow is the free follow, the what you would think of subscribe on YouTube. And that's how you get notifications. Then subscribe is where money comes in. And so you have the ability to do it at no extra cost through Amazon Prime, or they can pay $4.99, $9.99, or $24.99 a month to support you. And this is a community, by the way, that is very willing to spend money on their favorite creators.
Why would they spend money? What do they get versus a follow?
They get extra things. So think Patreon.
Okay.
Right? And so you can set whatever you want to give them. So if they subscribe at a tier one, then they get a certain number of things. If they subscribe at tier three, then they get even more things. So
can you give examples of what you guys are doing with that?
We haven't set that yet because we're still feeling it out, and we have.
Or maybe what others are doing. Maybe there's someone else.
Yeah. So like one of the things at a base level is emotes. These are, think emojis, that what they call them there is emotes. Okay. And it's just different. Like, so what we're doing is we're making different faces, creating images of our different face, and allowing, they become little emojis. And then the audience gets access to that as they subscribe. And so then they can express themselves through emotes, things like that.
And people see that during the live stream or something like that?
Yeah, it's all in the chat room.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And then so beyond that, some people do, you know, t-shirts for their subscribers. That's cool. Some people do like a monthly hangout. One artist, a musician, she actually writes every subscriber's name on her guitar. When they subscribe, she pulls out her guitar. She probably already has it out because she's using it. And then she writes their name on her guitar. Things like that that make the community feel special.
Okay. So for the creators out there that are listening right now, and I know there's some that are listening, what percentage of that, and just to clarify, when you have an Amazon Prime account, you get one for free as a consumer is what I'm hearing you say, right? And then after that, you pay for the others. Is that correct?
Correct. And it does with Amazon Prime, it's a monthly, you have to resubscribe through Prime every month. So it doesn't, you know, if you like that same channel, then you have to resubscribe to them.
Got it. It's just kind of a sample of the benefits for a month.
Exactly.
So what percentage of the revenue gets shared with the creator?
50% to begin with. As you gain traction and become, you know, affiliate and partner, as you become a partner, really, there are levels that you can become with Twitch as you do more with Twitch. But you can up that to, some creators are doing 70%.
Now, is there advertising on Twitch?
There is. When you subscribe, you remove advertising.
Ah, okay. So
that's probably a very important thing to say.
Yes. Yes. But the marketers that are listening right now might be fascinated to know that they potentially could advertise to some of these channels, right? Do you know anything about that at all?
I haven't dug in yet to the advertising platform, but there is twitch.tv/, I don't want to say that.
Is it all really big brands that you're seeing right now on the advertising front, or is it smaller brands as well?
It's both, from what I've seen.
That's very fascinating. Yeah. Okay. So when you do become a subscriber, there's no advertising. Okay.
Correct.
So what else do we need to know? Keep going.
Okay. So there's still a lot more in terms of the ecosystem. I don't want to get too heavy here because there's just a lot to it, but keep in mind that, you know, that you can take this a lot further. Donations are different than, you know, what they call bits, which is a monetary subscription to the monetary tip. Think of a bit as a tip. And so if somebody bits you, like they bit you, you know, like they,
I know it sounds strange, but I get it.
I can just keep saying it.
BIT as in like a bit of data, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
One bit equals one penny. So they can buy in bulk and then they can, you know, give bits to a creator when they like something that occurred. Ah. And so creators get 50% of that. And then donations are different. The creator gets 100% of the revenue from that.
But this is all part of the platform is what I'm hearing.
It's all part of the platform. And you just go deeper and deeper and deeper. And we do. And so anyway, but we'll move on from that. Sure. I think there are other things to cover, but just a taste of what you can do on that platform. So the other thing, you were talking about advertisers, but there's also just a ton of influencers there, right? Like this is a massive market, and because it's focused on creators who are building audiences, you've got a huge market to align yourself with if it's relevant.
Help us understand, like how many, give people some perspective of how many people are watching some of these channels at once. I mean, it must show you the number of live viewers, right?
It does.
I'm talking about not necessarily your channel, but some of the more popular channels. Are we talking thousands, tens of thousands?
Yeah, I'll pop on some of these and you've got, you know, 100, anywhere from like 300 simultaneous is not hard to find. And then up to thousands, I will watch some people who are like 2,000-4,000 at a time. And then you've got the big boys like Ninja. He's the biggest, Twitch gamer. And he's like 20,000-40,000 at a time. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow. And do they also disclose how many followers they have? Is that publicly disclosed or no?
Yeah, you can find that on the on their channel.
And are you finding that that's a good way for someone to discern if someone has influence? Is it a combination of their followers and the view counts on the video like it is on YouTube, or is it something else if someone wants to go in there and look for influencers?
Yeah, I would suggest looking at the live now, because you can kind of go through discovery process and just, you can actually in the discovery search, you can see who's live and how many current simultaneous viewers they have. So it's a pretty fast process. So you can see who's pretty top. And they can actually, I think in the discovery section on the website, you can actually sort by popularity.
Are you finding that there are people who are literally, this is their full-time job, just going live on Twitch?
100%.
And you mentioned IRL a little bit earlier. Can you expand a little bit on that?
So IRL is what's known as in real life, and it's essentially live vlogging. So people will do it a couple of different ways. One, they can take their phone and just live stream and just talk to the camera and just be out and about living their daily life. Or there's a very popular thing that this is what we do is a POV style. So we wear a backpack with some additional technology and then a camera that's attached to our shoulder. And we're using like a live U backpack, and then that camera is just pointing to see what we see. And then you hear us talking. And so we do events like this, or we just live our life and people will just hang out with us. So
wait a minute, hold on. You've got a point of view camera on you. Is it like a little GoPro or something like that?
This is actually a Sony camera. It's a tiny little, very powerful camera. And I'm blanking on the model of it. It's a long string of numbers, yep. But I will make sure that I get that to you for the show notes.
How tiny is tiny?
It's very small. It's like smaller than my hand.
Got it. Okay. So it's about the size of a GoPro then? Or even
it's
smaller?
It's bigger than a GoPro, but smaller than my hand.
Got it. And you were about to say yesterday?
Oh, yesterday we went live to grill for Memorial Day and just grill and eat and hang out with people, and people loved it. Right? So this is what, and I think we've talked about this before, and I've certainly done articles on Social Media Examiner, but I talk about life streams. And this is a big thing that people have trouble grasping. I've always taught a combination of live show, like the professional show, and then life streams. So IRL is basically what I call life streams. You take people through the journey of your life. And the reason that I teach this is because it's so powerful in connecting with your audience and creating actual true community members who are going to be there for you through thick and thin, because it's human, it's raw, it's real. And this is why people will follow you and show up and engage with you. So it's one of the base things that you got to learn for live streaming on any platform.
Now, without getting into a lot of technical detail, obviously you either had a crazy long wire attached to you, or you had a heck of a rig on your back to make sure you didn't run out of batteries and you were streaming and all that stuff. Is that correct?
Correct. We use a Live View. You can either use the Live View Solo, or we use a Live View LU500 backpack. So it does, like, for that kind of IRL, it requires additional tech, but you can also do the same thing with your phone.
Now, I would imagine it can get really technical if you have multiple individuals with multiple cameras on, right? I mean, is that what you were doing in that case, or was it just you with the camera on?
We have done that. So we do some where it's just a single camera, and then some where we actually feed it back to our studio and we have a producer switching between the different cameras and the different audio sources.
It's kind of fascinating to think that we have really moved to an age where it's a little bit of voyeurism.
Oh, it's total voyeurism.
It's like that Jim Carrey movie. Do you remember that movie? I can't remember what it was, but Jim Carrey starred in a movie a long time ago where everybody was watching his life.
And yes. What was that called? Everyone's going to be shouting it at us.
Yeah. But it's kind of actually become real. And it's kind of fascinating that people want to just watch other people. But it sounds like in this particular case, it's not just them watching you. If you take the IRL stuff out of it, it's you interacting with them. Am I correct?
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, the streamers, the IRL streamers who literally go live for hours on end, just living their life. There's a popular one, several popular ones that live in like Japan or other countries, and they will just go explore, or live their life, go run errands, whatever they're doing. And people just eat it up. And this is such an important lesson to learn, that regardless of if you're on Twitch or whatever kind of community that you're trying to build, live video lends itself so well to this type of concept, because it is all about human connection.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about that marketers can learn from Twitch, or marketers need to know from Twitch? Go ahead.
Yeah. Even if you don't, you know, like I keep saying, you know, these are lessons that you need to think about regardless. So there are four other things that I want to kind of go through in terms of what you need to think about. One thing that I call professionality. So we were just talking about the rawness of IRL streaming. Well, think about a lot of people want to do professional live streams, and heck, that's what I teach, right? Is how to do like professional live streams. But the problem with that is that people get caught up on the word professional. It does not have to mean stiff. That is a massive struggle for people to overcome. So professionality to me is a combination of professionalism and personality. Mm. And if you combine the two, that is where you will find the most success. Having a professional looking stream, a professional layer on top of your real
video
personality. Yeah. Oh,
yep. Okay.
Then that will draw credibility, right? It creates credibility for the professional side of it, but it also connects people to you from the human side. So think fun, think being human. I always talk about how you can structure your streams and things just to get over the fear of live video, but regardless, it has to be something that people want to watch. And so that's your personality. It is really a personality-based thing that you're trying to do. So you've got to get the community involved one way or another. And so I would highly suggest that you let this conversation that we're having here push you to discover how you can market more in a natural way, regardless of the platform that you're on. And the last thing I would say, and this is very, very, very important. So I kind of mentioned this at the beginning, but community on Twitch is very anti-marketing. So if you come in there with pitches or webinars, you are going to get torn apart. So don't like hear what we're talking about and be like, ooh, I'm going to be the first marketer over there.
Yeah. Remember, it's 80% male, right? They're going to tell you what they think, right?
Exactly. So, but I think if we take a look at what this tells me and what it should tell you, let me back up here for a second, because I hear this from a lot of parents, especially, but they say like, my kid wants to spend all day on Twitch or play games. It's the same for YouTube. It's a waste of time. But what kids are doing on these channels, the way they're spending their time, the people that they choose to watch, these choices are very indicative of what your future as a marketer and as a business is. So you can be certain that it's not what they're watching or the platform that they're on, it's who they're watching. As we keep talking about these, they're connecting to personalities and they're a part of a community over there. It's not just the host that they're connected to, it's the people in the chat room. It's the bond they have around the content that's being created. And so, you know, we all know that we need know, like, and trust in our marketing, but watch what kids are watching and don't go in assuming that it's a waste of time or that they're just watching some gamers or whatever the case may be. You can learn how to be a better marketer, in my personal opinion, from the community building that goes on that platform. And on the flip side, kids can actually learn how to turn their passions of gaming and creating other kinds of content into a business from you. The two worlds here are going to collide. So my question is, are you going to be on the forefront of that?
What percentage did you say were 18 to, I forget what the numbers were, but what was the age breakdown? Do you have that handy? Do you remember what that
was? Yeah, it's 55% 18 to 34.
The other 45%, do you generally think they're under 18? Or I mean, like, because I'm curious, what chunk do you think is like teenagers? Pretty substantial?
Pretty substantial for now. Yeah.
Yeah. But those people are getting older. I mean, the fact is the vast majority of them are adults, right? So 18 and over is, you know, or 18 to whatever was 50 plus 34. Percent. So that's a pretty substantial adult crowd. So is there any other things? Well, actually, first of all, if people want to go check you out on Twitch, where would they find you, Luria?
If you just go to livestreamingpros.com/Twitch, I'll have, you know, everything you need there.
Okay, cool. Now, if people want to find out more about Luria Petrucci and all the cool things that you've got going on, including the stuff you're going to be doing with young entrepreneurs, where would you want to send them?
You can follow me. Yeah, just go to livestreamingpros.com/Twitch. I will have everything there. And but I'm all over Twitter, Facebook as Luria Petrucci. And so, yeah, I'll keep you up to date.
And it's L-U-R-I-A, and the last name is P-E-T-R-U-C-C-I. right?
Thank you for spelling that. Yes.
Just because I know someone would probably put one C in there or something like that. So.
Yeah.
So, Luria, thank you so much for coming on the show and illuminating my eyes on what Twitch is and what the possibilities are. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I hope you got a lot of value out of today's interview. We take all the notes for you. Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/308. Also, never miss a future episode. Hit that subscribe button on your podcast player. And don't forget about our new Facebook Ads Summit, the online event where you'll improve your ad strategy. Visit fbsummit.info for details. Again, fbsummit.info. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day. And may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.